Welcome to News Talks. It's Wednesday, the 20th of June, and here is the news.
This is the news.
Here comes the news now.
Here is the news. There is a hat with a hole in it.
Oh dear, isn't it raining?
A woman at Ascot yesterday wore this hat that the brim comes so far over her face she's cut a little peephole out.
Very amusing.
A bit like a hijab.
Yeah, or balaclava.
But more stupid. Far more stupid.
I just popped my shoes off.
And if you're going to do that, do good eye makeup.
Yeah, she probably didn't go out planning to do that, did she? It's quite weird, the whole Ascot thing, isn't it? They were reporting from Ascot the news this morning,
mm-hmm.
and they were dressed up like toffs, and who do you think they'd be watching horse racing? Imagine, but it would be fun if they did it with Walthamstow dogs. You could wander over in a ball gown and hat, instead of just sitting around with a load of pikey children eating chips.
Yeah, far too many kids.
But generally, you know, I like a sport where you get to dress. I don't like any sport, you know, when I was a kid. But if I did like a sport, I'd like to dress up to watch it.
There's a job going, and I'm thinking of applying.
Excellent.
Basically, it's to be shut in a room for 2 years. And you don't have to do anything, but you have to try not to go mad. And you get £41,000 for doing it.
Is there anyone else there? Do you have any entertainment?
A few other people, all of you dressed up pretending to be astronauts.
I see. It's about space madness.
Yeah, but even if you do go mental, they still won't let you out because they have to see what happens. And your only form of communication with the outside world will be a radio. Where you can
be honest, it sounds very similar to our office.
Yeah.
As long as you can listen to Jeremy Vine, I think you'd be fine.
So, I don't know. Now, the job... it's happening at the European Space Agency. We have got an inroad there.
So maybe we get someone to put in a good word for you.
Mm-hmm.
Off you go, off you pop.
Off I pop, what do you reckon?
Yeah, go for it.
Then you get some peace and quiet, and I'll, you know, I'll give you some of the money.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
Because, well, I'll still be earning, but,
Oh, I see, will you?
Yeah.
From my work, profiting on the back of my work.
I'll be profiting on your work, and you'll be profiting on my work.
Oh, that sounds fair enough then. Well, on the other hand, you could go to Glastonbury this weekend, but you haven't got tickets, you can't. It's going to be rubbish anyway, because it's going to absolutely piss it down all weekend, and there'll be lots of mud. So, if you're a mud fan, not the band, the dirt. Go to Glastonbury. You can enjoy the Killers whilst in the mud. So that sounds quite nice. Very good for the skin.
Oh, very good for the skin.
I'd like to do a shout out to Nick Ross.
Top Totty.
We discovered he's 60, or nigh on 60, hence he's retiring 60. From Lucy's Crumb Watch.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking good for his age.
How old do you say he looks?
Oh, I'd say 50.
49, 50,
yeah, give or take. So well done to him. And also, you know, it's all come out today that Jill Dando's dead.
And her dad's dog's dead too.
Yeah, Jill Dando's dad's dead still. her murderer, or the guy who's been convicted of her murderer, everyone's saying, oh no, he probably didn't do it, actually, he was just a bit of a loony. So he's going to have a retrial, a review.
I wonder who did do it.
Well, maybe this fella did do it, who knows. But I think the evidence he's convicted on was fake tenuous. The bad thing is, people who are in the jury are now saying, yeah, it probably wasn't him. Yeah, well, but you're in the jury. You were the only people who had the power to yay or nay it.
Terrible. Do you have normal to oily skin or normal to dry skin?
Normal to oily.
Well, it's bonus time for you.
Brilliant.
So off you pop.
The London paper, I've got 24 hours in pictures, I've just realised. that it's quite amusing. If you don't look at the pictures and just read the caption, this is what's in the news. Experts believe China's move to lift a ban on the trade of tiger bones could wipe out the species. That's news. Ozzy Osbourne puts his head in a bucket as he performs in concert at Wembley Arena.
Right.
Bong.
Mm-hmm.
That's enough of news. Hollywood's Jennifer Aniston and Demi Moore look stunning at a book launch in LA. Bong.
But do they?
Matthew McConaughey, star of new film Surfer Dude, enjoys the surf with model girlfriend Camilla. Bong. This is the news in pictures. Some celebrities done some stuff. They look alright. Eggs are in the news. Egg news, even though it's not even Easter. They wanted to bring back the advert saying it's going to work on an egg, but then everyone said, no, you can't, because it doesn't promote a varied diet, it says just eat eggs. In fact, you're not allowed to say that. No one's allowed to say, all you need to eat is mince pies, or all you need to eat is burgers. You have to say, not a varied diet.
Mm.
And there was a woman who's furious about this. She phoned Jeremy Vine. She was very rude.
She was funny, though. Jennifer Aniston has done an advert for mineral water.
Interesting.
During the advert, she says, it really does the trick for me each time.
What's that mean?
Don't know, what do you think?
She's popping it up.
Popping it up.
Mm.
But you can cause a vacuum by doing that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a good thing to do.
Well, stop it then, Jennifer Aniston. This is a health warning.
Yeah, it's only a matter of time before that goes wrong.
Roberto Cavalli, who's some designer fella, is going to do a collection for H&M. These are some of his dresses he's done. One for Victoria Beckham.
Don't like it.
Breast implants. No, it's not that nice. For Paris Hilton. Very pink. That one looks alright, but I won't wear it.
No, unwearable. Especially with the fat kids of today. A mother hung herself using her dressing gown cord the day after her son jumped to his death in Waterstones.
That was that fellow we were talking about yesterday.
Yeah, it's because he's sad about his mum.
Crikey. They must have had a suicide pact, like those.
Little Irish boys. Oh dear.
Who would lay your slip crumbs? The Clintons have done some spoofing on YouTube. They've done a spoof of the end of The Sopranos.
Really?
But, which isn't going to work in this country if you haven't seen it yet, unless it's been illegally downloaded.
Oh.
But yeah, if you want to see what happens at Sopranos, from the point of view of the Clintons, download it on YouTube.
What do you think of her getting into power?
I think it'd be brilliant. I like her.
She's smart, isn't she?
Yeah. She's ruthless.
A man has done a load of art and put it under the sea, and I think it's going to be terrifying for the fish and for divers.
I like those faces.
If you dived and you saw that,
you'd think you'd found a load of bodies.
You would, wouldn't you?
Well, unless you. I mean, they're probably roped off and you have to go and see them, aren't they? Or they just randomly at bottom of the sea.
Random. And look.
Have you actually read it?
Yeah, I read it. Man sat at a desk under the sea.
Weird. You probably wouldn't think that was a body.
Well, I don't know. Or maybe, I mean, if you're a mermaid, it's probably normal.
Mermaids have to work too. The oldest MP in Parliament has died, so I'm interested to find out who the new oldest MP in Parliament is. Is it Ming Campbell?
How old was he?
He was 82.
How old's Ming Campbell? Not that old.
81? I don't know, actually.
I think he's in his 60s.
Wow. So I wonder if anyone knows who the oldest Member of Parliament is now that Ciara Carbra is dead.
Yeah, especially now Prez is dead. Let us know.
I think we discussed this before a while ago. It was a story about how some London Underground workers were suspended and taken to court and up against the tribunal for... giving a black colleague some jelly babies that had a lot of black jelly babies in the bag.
Uh,
And the funniest thing is that, it's cost lots of money, that's why it's in the news again. It's settled for £125,000. But the, one of the guys who's defending, one was called Mr. Rosa, which is a bit fine, but the other one was called Victor Cooley, ironically enough. He added, "I made no reference to cutting Jenny Baby's heads off, it's a joke." It is just it, I don't know, I wouldn't know.
So, the man got, did he win 125 grand for having had, been given some black jelly babies?
Yeah. Which really, you should have been pleased, because jelly babies are delicious. And the black ones are actually possibly the nicest ones. They're black currant flavour.
What about if I gave you some?
I can't eat them because I'm vegetarian.
Well, then
look
you
at my
could,
crying
perhaps
face.
You could find that offensive.
I could. But
sue me.
125,000.
Go Arbors.
Alright.
Heather Mills Mucker has done something good.
She hasn't.
No, you're right.
Katie Hopkins off of The Apprentice is up again, up for running in the next series of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out Here. I'd like to see that.
She's not.
She is. She's here.
Don't believe everything you read.
Lindsay Lohan's 21. Next week. She was going to have a 2-day birthday party in Las Vegas. But she's realised that, seeing as she's just been in rehab and she's supposed to not be drinking, probably doing that is unwise. So she's cancelled it. She's bright, that Lindsay Lohan.
Sounds like she should just stay in, have a cup of tea, watch some nice films.
She could go out with her friends, but you could have a lovely day. You don't have a 2-day party in Vegas. You could go out, and, you know, maybe, I don't know what would be exciting for her, but maybe a day at a spa. She does that all the time. Take your friends to a spa, do that. Go to the zoo.
Same
ice skating. Nice meal. There's all sorts of stuff you could do.
Stay in bed.
Stay in bed.
Suri has finally spoken out and she said, "Katie is my mother, but who's my daddy?"
Who's your daddy, Suri?
Now
there was speculation that Katie Holmes is pregnant,
mm-hmm.
But she's been pictured in this very skimpy swimsuit today, and that pretty much makes it look like she's not pregnant. There's the picture. You can see she has, I don't know if it's the way her dress has sort of fallen, or whether she's eaten maybe an orange, swallowed an orange whole,
mm-hmm.
gave her a bit of a sticky out to me, but she's definitely very thin there.
Yeah.
So she's probably not pregnant. Now, I remember why I was annoyed with Tom Cruise.
Oh, why?
Because there was this thing in the papers earlier in the week about how he'd gone to watch David Beckham's last match at Real Madrid. And he goes, right, so you've just flown from LA to Madrid,
mm-hmm.
just to watch one football match and that party, you know, and there's this whole thing about global warming, you have to cut down the amount you're flying in tax,
mm-hmm.
but actually it's just Tom Cruise running, who's, what's his carbon footprint, it must be enormous. And actually, you know, I haven't flown for ages because I feel guilty about it, and last time I did I carbon offset it by buying a bloody tree. And you know, I bet it's never even crossed Tom Cruise's mind that I think all celebrities should be banned. You should just stay at home. They should be allowed to go on 2 flights a year for important things, like a job. And they should just be able to jet off, just to go to a party in a different country. It's ridiculous. And I think that would solve global warming.
Okay, I disagree.
Why? You don't believe in global warming, do you?
No.
Because you're contrary. Even George Bush believes in it now.
Only because Tony Blair told him he had to.
Who's the poodle now? Chris Tarrant's in a bit of a sulk because one episode last month of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire only pulled in 3.1 million viewers, which is about the same as we watched Big Brother.
So I'm amazed that anybody watches it.
Well, some people just have ITV on all day. I tell you who likes that, my gran. She likes it. But they're thinking it's 10 years, maybe it's time to plug on the...
Well, he's doing a new show, isn't he? Because I got an email about it.
What is it?
It's to do with do you think you can read minds? It's more to do with gambling and bluffing and things like that.
So Lord of the Rings opened last night. It was press night. And here, it's been mauled by reviewers, according to the London News. But they've given it 3 stars, which is alright. The Sun have said it's shit. But The Sun aren't actually known for ever reviewing theatre. So I don't know how much their theatre reviewer knows or how much his opinion is respected. But certainly The Times and The Guardian both enjoyed it. And Judi Dench liked it as well.
Oh, well, if Dame Judi Dench liked it.
Who knows more about theatre? Some fellow who writes for The Sun or Dame Judi Dench? The actress.
Who plays Frodo?
Some little hairy fella.
There is a boy who has broken a world record. And it is a world record for wearing the most t-shirts. He managed to wear 168 and they were put on him by his parents. He beat the previous world record by 1 t-shirt.
Wow.
And as they put the t-shirts on, they got bigger and...
It's a bit of preparation, isn't
and
it?
Bigger. Quite a lot of preparation, yeah. Yeah. And, so well done. And, what's he called? Austin Crowe. So well done. Very worthwhile. What records have you broken?
I did once do some scratching on the Texas Midnight Runner B-side. I think that was pretty knackered afterwards. Sian Lloyd has been interviewed in the London paper because she's doing some work with Scope. It 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 questions. The first 10 questions are about Lembo Pick and her, you know, and her new boyfriend. It gets towards the end. 7, 8, 9, new boyfriend. 11th question. So you're involved with Scope. So she must be pleased to be involved with Scope and helping them so greatly by talking about Lembo Pick.
And what she said about him?
She says that he doesn't get that his behaviour is embarrassing for everybody. Mm. And that she had a lucky escape.
Well, she did, to be honest.
Bees like purple.
Do they?
Yeah, they like purple flowers best.
That's interesting. Eating chocolate crisps and cakes really does make you feel better. So a high-fat diet is going to lead to being a happier person. That's why, you know...
That's why fat people are jolly.
Yeah. And in Japan, people date each other according to blood groups so that if an accident happens, they can suck each other's blood.
Well, I suppose it's practical.
It's very practical. And apparently they're more likely to get on.
So you're attracted to all the same blood group?
Yeah.
Does it make for better babies?
Yes.
Does it? Mac has had a party. He was 65. He's had a vegetarian feast. This paper was obsessed with the fact that they eat vegetarian food, but he was probably the most famous vegetarian there is, so why they keep banging on about it, I don't know. Let it bean, says Marker. Well, it's not like they had a bloody posh vegetarian. It wasn't just like, you know, cheese and
was it cheese. They didn't like vegetarian curry?
Yeah. Anyway, last to leave was Kate Moss, who lives 5 minutes drive away, got her chauffeur-driven car to make a detour to a service station for a packet of cigarettes and Ginsters.
Really?
Yep, she's not a vegetarian.
Talking of Kate Moss, apparently when people go to festivals these days, different from when we did it when we were nippers, girls tend to spend about £500 trying to look as much like Kate Moss as possible whilst
they're there. They just think, oh, it'll probably rain.
I'll take a Mac.
Take a Mac, probably t-shirt, jeans and jumper.
Oldest trainers, because they're going to get fucked.
Yeah.
No, they go for tiny little shorts, black waistcoat, a Marlboro light attached to their lip, and blonde hair extensions, and three beans.
This is a weird thing. There's a whole, there's a column here, it's all people's, famous people's blogs. Was reporting news from there. MC Hammer's got a blog.
Really?
Yeah. He's telling readers how he spent the last weekend's Father's Day with his sons. All my boys are in football camp. It's a Father's Day tradition. I'm driving up and down the state and I love it. Happy Father's Day. Hammer time! I don't think he uses full stops, he just says hammer time at the end of every sentence.
Which, you know, I think we should probably try it. And take it.
How about time?
A little crane chick lost its mummy, and people have been thinking, right, well, we need to feed the chick, but we can't do it by hand because then it would be used to humans or think it's a human. It will expect to be able to have all the benefits that we enjoy as humans. We want to keep it in its place. So we're going to feed it from a spoon with a little thing shaped like a duck.
Oh, it's like a pincer, like the sort of thing that you'd use to pick up rubbish.
Yeah, but with an eye. Good luck, little bird.
Some woman, Natalie Dale, 21, sales assistant from Essex, has written a really fatuous column in, because they have this thing where you can just write a column. Oh, right, write one. She's gone, oh, is it funny about when you're in a relationship and you get fat? And then I've got up two cup sizes and met my boyfriend. He says he likes me, but I'm not sure. Ooh, I'm going round his house for a curry later. It's really boring.
There's a girl who writes in, it's either, it's one of these late London papers. She wears a red dress, a bit porky looking. Goes on and on about, she's trying to write a kind of Sex and the City Carrie Bradshaw type column.
Oh, she's about how everyone fancies her.
And, same thing, it's just shit. We should write a column.
Yeah, well, you can, I think. Do you want to be a columnist? Email 400 words and photograph yourself to talk at thelondonpaper.com.
No.
Well, we'll do that then.
Excellent.
Okay. Yeah, a bit of fat from Chris, because I've got a boyfriend. Look at me, I've got a boyfriend, but I'm fat. Oh, what the fuck.
The key to success, do you know what it is?
It's in what respect? In life, in work, in relationships.
All of these things.
It's probably determination, focus.
Nope.
Adaptability.
No.
Don't know.
Being a cunt. Be as sly as possible. Whenever you have a coffee, try and get tidbits of information from your colleagues.
This is about work, then.
And your lovers. and then use it against him. Then that'll be good, won't it?
I see you can feel their clothes have fallen off again.
Yeah. Actually, Metro Life. Look at this. They've got Nancy Dell'Olio, famous for going out with Sven, and they've split up her mind to say what she made up of. And they've said 10% of her is wearing a red pantsuit, 20% of it is the fact that she met someone called Shimon Perez, 10% was that she used to be big in law. It's probably more important than 10%. 10% she was in a coma.
Ooh, that's interesting.
50% I am shagging Sven Gunn Eriksson. And that's the words they've used.
Oh, it's all a load of crap. And they're news crap, eh?
I mean, we're allowed to use that, but we're not a newspaper. I don't think they can. I am shagging Sven Gunn Eriksson.
Are you?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Don't spread it. I might end up with some deals.
Did anything happen in Big Brother that we need to talk about?
No.
There are some nominations. They reckon Jonathan's going to go.
But tonight it's going to be an unexpected something. So watch it, maybe, if you can, or maybe not. Or better still.
Look, there's Matthew Kelly. James Pureboy. He was on the news this morning.
Wow. Definitely watch Rome at 9 p.m. on BBC Two.
Now, there's a quandary here for Simon Amstel fans who are coming to see Simon Amstel at the Accepted Theatre tonight.
Yeah.
Because there's a programme on about Simon Amstel at 10 o'clock on BBC Two. It's a show about him taking over Neverman Buscox, and apparently he's very nice on it.
Hmm. Well, maybe you could watch the show here and then run downstairs. Maybe the pub will stick it on for you.
Yeah, they might. You could tape it.
Tape it.
Can't take the show though, you get the live Amstel experience. Okay, I think that's us done with the news. Do you have any more to add?
He's aged, hasn't he?
Matthew Kelly?
Yep.
You look better with a beard, I reckon.
I think?
Yeah.
He was tall, he was certainly taller, wasn't he?
He was taller with a beard, definitely. Camp Chewbacca. Thank you for listening. That's the end of the news today.
And the end of the news this week.
Now coming up, the World Business Report.
Why?